Hey, welcome to the world famous Phil Henry Show. Now, Bobby.
Yeah, Bobby is on line three.
You have a Dooley out there.
All right, Bobby Dooley and Steve Dooley are with us from Butner Lake. And Bobby, how are you?
We're doing good, Phil.
And Steve, how are you doing?
Yeah.
Now, I understand there was probably a little bit of a problem, and if you don't mind, Bobby and Steve, let me just jump into this thing here before we hear from you. I want to just mention that I saw, I wouldn't call it an alert or anything, but I did see sort of like some sort of contretemps happening there on Twitter just moments ago, and it was Steve. Did you retweet something that Steve had said, Bobby, or did you?
Okay, I'll do it. I saw a tweet because I found out how you can look at old tweets.
Yeah, well, she won't tell me about it, Mr. Henry.
Let me just hear from her.
No, I'm not going to tell you. There's a way that you can look and see. And so I entered Steve's Twitter handle, and I entered in my name because I wanted to see.
Oh, so you were checking up on him a little bit.
Yes. Wives do that.
I'm not judging, darling.
We're not judging you, Bobby, but the word is...
Well, let me finish before everyone starts jumping down my throat.
I didn't jump down a throat or anything.
Hold on, bud, will you?
And if you don't mind, I'd rather talk to the adults and not the children.
But does that mean me?
Are you... You're Robert, right?
Yeah.
And do you call me Ms. Dooley?
Yes, I do.
All right, you're one of the children.
No, they're just... They're the two youngest members of the staff. They're not the children. Look, you guys, I've asked you to call me Mr. Henry. And I've asked you to call everybody else Mr. and Mrs. If you want, you can call other people by their first name.
I would rather they call me by Ms. Dooley, if you don't mind.
I don't care, Mr. I'm fine with it.
Yeah, I'm fine. I mean, I would like to call you Phil, and I would like to call Ms. Gray. I'd like to say, hey, Margaret, what's going on?
Well, I would rather that not be the case.
Yeah, I don't care. As long, can I call General? Can I call you Gay?
No, you can't call me Gay, because you know I don't like that. The name is Galen. You understand?
Yeah.
I'd probably do that.
All right, fine.
Wait a minute. That's not your call.
I understand that, but I just... To move things along. All right, so, Bobby, now that we've got all of that bullcrap that didn't take care of anything...
As I was saying...
But I can call you Phil.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm going to go back to the original. You two guys call everybody Mr. and Mrs. because you two guys are the low guys on the totem pole, because you two guys are the youngest guys, you two guys are the technical support, you two guys just do what I tell you to do, will you?
Dad, you really crying? You really crying, Mr. Henry?
No.
Even I knew he was faking it. What a bunch of chumps.
All right. Can we... Bobby, you said that you saw a tweet.
I saw one of Steve's tweets.
Yeah, I want to say something about...
Excuse me, Steve. And it said... And Phil, you have it in front of you, don't you?
I mean, I did have it in front of... Hold on. I got it here.
Well, I think I have it someplace.
Hold on, I've got it. Basically, the tweet said, I shouldn't be saying this. Bobby's taking a bath, but I could use some strange, if you know what I mean.
No.
That's exactly what you said, Steve.
No, not exactly.
All right, I might have it a little bit off, but I'm wrestling with a couple of things here. Okay, I'm trying to get the technical sound of this bloody radio show.
Well, what is the story with the phone system?
Sounds pretty good right now.
It sounds good. As I mentioned to you, Bobby, at any minute, although there is a lot of wind out there. Are you outside right now?
You're outside having a cocktail. We're at the Goblin.
Yeah, we're at the Goblin Inn right now.
I'm talking, if you don't mind.
All right. I just want to tell him we're at the Goblin.
And don't call it Gob. Every time he calls it the Gob, he goes, hee-hee.
I thought it was very funny.
I'm outside here on the veranda, Phil, trying to collect my thoughts at the Goblin. I'm having a CC&7 because that's... I don't know if I told you about it.
Yes, we saw your tweet about the CC&7.
Excuse me, I'm talking to Phil.
Fine.
What about it, Bobby?
What do you mean, what about? My father used to drink the CC&7. I drink the CC&7.
Yeah, and...
I'll do it.
All right, look, and if you guys are going to argue, why sit together?
Yeah, I don't need to hear, you know, the Dooleys, like they had a weekly radio show on when I was a kid called the Bitchersons or something like that.
It was not it was the Bickersons.
Is that what it's going to be?
I don't know what you're talking about.
We just don't want you guys sniping at each other. Is that okay?
I'm fine, yeah.
All right.
Okay, so hold the phone here while I look at what it is we're talking about. Bobby and Steve Dooley with us. Now, the tweet went out. It was something that Steve tweeted something like 10 years ago, if I'm not mistaken. And you found this, Bobby, you say, by looking up his past tweets. It says, I'll risk Bobby seeing this even though right now she's taking a bath. I could use some strange, all kidding aside. Okay.
Now, Mr. Henry.
Hold on, Steve.
Well, wait, I want to ask Steve. Did you tweet that?
Yeah, I did, but I was kidding around.
Oh, my God. You expect me... Okay, ha, ha, ha. Isn't that funny? While I'm taking a bath, you're telling every... Basically, you're telling every loose, very blue woman who's unhappy with her husband or her boyfriend, who's laying in bed with her legs spread, staring at the moonlight and wondering...
Yeah?
All right, so, Bobby, you were worried that he was just putting it out there.
I wasn't worried he was. If he was putting it... I wasn't worried he was putting it out there. He was putting it out there.
What?
I know what she means. You're saying you weren't doubting.
I wasn't doubting at all.
You knew you weren't worried that he was putting it out there.
Why don't you speak some English around here?
Let me see. You don't doubt that he was putting it out there.
That's exactly correct.
Well, you know.
Hey, Steve, when you keep commenting in the background, man, things get really confusing. So would you mind?
What does that mean? You want me to keep commenting?
He wants you to stop? What a brain surgeon.
Yeah, dude, Stop
Dooley.
What does it mean, stop Dooley?
That's just shorthand for stop Steve Dooley. Stop it.
All right, stop Dooley.
What? My name is Steve Dooley. Yeah, but you gotta stop Dooley.
Hey, bud, let me do the freaking communicating here, okay?
God damn it, Jerry. All spitting and everything.
Yeah, feel a little bit of spittle flow out of your mouth.
Bobby and Steve Dooley with me. You're asking Steve to be quiet, is that it?
Yeah, because the levels are coming in weird.
They're asking you to shut your hole. Do you understand?
No, they didn't. They didn't say shut your hole. They were going to say that.
If they were going to say that, they'd say it about me? Excuse me, Phil.
All right, what the fuck is that, bud?
What are you talking about?
I mean, excuse my language, fool. What?
She obviously put it on hold.
She put it on hold. She didn't hang up.
Let's listen to what's going on there, because I don't know, man.
Yeah, how's it feel?
Hey, Bobby, we're hearing all of that. Are you punching him?
No, I'm only kidding.
She's kidding.
What's going on there, man? Did he really tweet this stuff?
Yes, he tweeted it. But no, I didn't punch him. We were faking it.
We were faking it, Mr. Henry, so it sounded like...
Well, what is the point of that, Bobby? Are you taking this seriously? Are you really concerned that Steve was trying to pick up women, or are you not?
I'm very concerned. I'm so concerned, yes. I want to kick the living daylights out of him, but I'm not going to do it. But I wanted to do it.
So I told her, let's fake it.
Steve had the idea that we fake it.
And how does that help you?
What do you mean, how does that help me?
Well, it helps her.
And I'll do it, Steve. What do you mean, how does it help me?
If, Bobby, if this man you're married to was putting out there trying to pick up chicks on Twitter 9 whole years ago, as you said...
Phil, there's no statute of limitations on a man being a total slob, all right?
There is no statute of limitations on that, Phil. She's right.
Oh, really? Okay, well, I didn't know it was against the law, but...
Well, guess what? It's against Mama's law here.
It's against the law of the woman, okay? That being the monolithic, all woman, all right?
Okay, fine.
Yes, I would agree with that, but it's against... I call it Mama's Law. You call it whatever you want.
I call it the law... Who cares what you... It's the law of the woman. You don't go and try to pick sluts up and act like some alley-dwelling slob while your wife is taking a bubble bath, for God's sake.
I didn't know you were bubble bathing.
Well, if you'd known she was bubble bathing, would it be different?
Get a load of this. This guy thinks it's a big deal if she was bubble bathing or not.
It was a big deal. Because when I'm bubble bathing, I'm prepping for a night where I'll give over. And when Bobby Dooley gives up...
Yeah, I got it. When she gives it over...
Shut your hole. Shut the hole under your nose. What have you got to say for yourself? So, Phil...
All right, so you were taking a bubble bath the night...
Not a booble bath.
Phil, she didn't say booble bath.
A bubble bath.
Yeah, that's it. A bubble bath.
What do you mean a booble bath?
A bubble bath.
A bubble bath.
Yeah, he misspoke.
He misspoke?
She misspoke.
Yeah, she misspoke.
I didn't misspoke.
I did. I thought she said booble bath, and it was bubble bath.
Yes. So I'm taking a bubble bath. I'm getting ready to give over to Steve. It's once a year. There's liquid butter on the dresser. Hello.
Oh, for God's sake, Bobby.
Well, you know what?
That is true.
Did I tell you to shut your mouth or not?
Yeah.
So the liquid butter's on the dresser. Okay, the cocoa butter...
So it was a big night for Steve.
It was going to be a big night for Steve. In fact, it was a big night for Steve because I didn't find out about the tweet until today!
How is it she's able to hang up?
Because we basically called her.
We called her.
Yeah.
Isn't that how it works? If we call them...
I don't know how it works. I thought we had a system in place where people can't just hang up on us.
They call us.
I mean, we call them, we give them the option, because it'd be unfair to say, yeah, we're going to call you now.
All right, I get it. So we called her.
Yeah, I guess she hung up.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley, are you there? Are you there? I know, but are you there? Well, I guess you are there, because I'm talking to you. Yeah, I know. Well, you know, it's really interesting.
Give me the phone, will you? Bobby.
Yes, sir.
Okay. I don't know what caused your last little episode there where you just dropped out on us, but, can we continue to talk?
Well, Steve's here. You know, he's with the liquid butter.
Yeah, I mean...
And he's intimating... it was a big night for you. It was a big night. The liquid butter comes out once a year, and in fact, for the last 9 years, oh, my God.
Yeah, I mean, I'm really sorry.
Yeah, well, guess what? You're cut off.
Oh, come on, man.
You're cut off.
So once a year, you bust out the liquid butter. That only means one thing, Bobby.
Well, hello. Look who just woke up. Hi, Bright Eyes.
All right, fine. You and Steve are more conversant in these vulgar things.
All right, wait a minute. So the liquid butter gets busted out once a year.
I think we understand what it means.
Yeah, it's pretty obvious you talk about, you know, the anal...
Would you... God damn it, I'd like to kill him.
Shut up, bud.
How dare he say that?
We talk about anal with my wife? God damn.
Hey, Steve, why don't you just shut up, okay?
You're the third person gets to
tell... Mr. Henry gets to tell you to shut up. So shut up.
No.
No? Excuse me, Phil.
Bobby, we know you're not going to do anything.
Yeah, Ms. Dooley? We know you're faking it. We know you're faking it. Okay, did you kick the crap out of him?
Yeah.
You're Steve. I just beat him up.
Hey, Bobby, we know you guys are faking it. You just told us.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm having a hard time having any sympathy.
I am, too. If you're talking about...
Wait, is Phil talking, or is this the Margaret Gray show?
You know, you've got a real smart mouth on you tonight.
You would, too, Margaret. If you saw something... You know, you should enter your name into the search engine on the Twitter and find out what Frank's been saying about you, about liquid butter and everything else.
I don't tweet out that we got out the liquid butter. I keep that between Frank and me. Okay, homegirl?
Wow, you really went $300 worth.
All right, you guys, knock it off.
Anytime, day or night, behind the sit and sleep.
Yeah, Steve and I had the baseball bats. Remember that, honey?
Yeah, I remember.
Shut up.
All right, so now that we're reminiscing about all kinds of stuff, the liquid butter, the night that Steve said, I could use a little strange, the fact that you guys beat the crap out of Margaret behind the sit and sleep with, which were not baseball bats, by the way, they were wiffle ball bats,
Well, what difference does that make?
They were wiffle ball bats.
Yeah, Margaret, you didn't get the word. You got the crap kicked out of you with wiffle ball bats.
Well, then why did it feel like baseball bats?
Technically, they were baseball bats. They have a wiffle ball.
Wiffle ball? You know, I let him open his mouth. I gave him the high sign and said, go ahead, weigh in. And he calls it wiffle ball.
Well, what's it called?
Wiffle ball, you dented moron. God.
All right, Bobby and Steve Dooley have been with us. I think we've heard all we need to hear.
Come on, Phil.
No. So the guy... tweeted out, I could use a little strange. That was 10 years ago. Has he done anything in the intervening years?
Phil, is this going to be, what are you all of a sudden, Dr. Ruth,
Yeah, I'm going to try and be Dr. Ruth.
You're going to try and be Dr. Ruth?
No, I don't want to be Dr. Ruth. Forget it.
I'll say something. Phil was going to say this, I'll say this. In the intervening years, has Steve done anything to make you jealous or suspect that he doesn't love you?
If he has, I wouldn't know about it now, would I? I just found out about this 10 years later.
Oh, man. You gotta be kidding.
Thanks a lot, Bobby and Steve Dooley. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show.
They were gonna talk about the...
The what?
The CC and 7.
Yeah, they have their CC and 7.
Bobby?
Yes, and we were going to talk about the CC and 7.
Yeah, what about that, Mr. Henry?
Hey, man, I was just talking to your wife about how she hates your guts because you tweeted out someone needing strange.
Mutton?
Did you say something about mutton?
Because she tweeted out something.
Oh.
What about CC and 7?
Well, this was a big thing we mentioned over the weekend. We want people to know it's a beautiful, blustery summer night here at Butner Night. We're still up here at the Butt, what we call the Butt, because the kids, they joke about it. They go, hey, Mom, Dad, are we going to the Butt?
Yeah, we kid about it.
And we laugh about it, and we laugh and sing about it all the way up the mountain. But before we leave the mountain, Phil, before we leave behind this beautiful, beautiful place, we love to go over to Bob's Kebab. And that's where I get my traditional CC and 7.
Yeah, Bobby, and...
I'm still talking.
Okay, God.
Hey, watch out, Steve, or she may fake like she's beating you up.
Yeah, God damn.
All right, you're faking it. Great.
I didn't fake that at all.
What did you do?
What did you do, Bobby?
I pinched his nose.
Well,
it didn't hurt that bad, but it did hurt.
Ah, man, I'm giving you guys 5 seconds.
Okay, anyway, we go over to Bob's. We go to Bob's at Kebab.
What is Bob's at Kebab?
That's the bar over on Lake Kebab. We're at Butner Lake, and our bar is the Goblin Inn. Over there is Baba Kebab.
Bob's at Kebab is a long stay. It's been there longer than...
Yeah, it's been there longer than the Gob.
I don't like it when you say that.
All right, it's been there longer than Goblin.
So Bob's on Kebab?
No, Bob's at Kebab.
Bob's at Kebab. Bob's at Kebab. Okay.
Bob's. Not Bob. What are you...
No, I said Bob's at Kebab.
No, it's Bob at Kebab.
Bobby, we do this. You numbnuts pull this stuff all the time. Now, what's the name of it?
We need to get the specifics, dear.
I said the name of the bar is Bob on Kebab.
Hey, Bobby, you know what? I'm going to start calling it Bob's at Kebab.
If you... Oh, great. Okay, Phil. So just... Why don't they just call your show the Phil Henry Show?
Most of them do anyway. They misspell it, too.
Well, not our fault, Mr. Henry. You go around and tell everybody how to spell it and everything.
Good for you, man. Thanks so much. So I got Bobby and Steve Dooley here.
Stop being a dick about it.
And so Bob's, do you have him, bud?
Yeah, let me call him Bob Muster.
On Kebab. Bob, how's it going tonight?
Going very well. We've got a pretty good crowd of people in here.
In fact, it's a little bit loud. I wonder if you can maybe move away from the...
Try to get in the stock room here.
And Bobby Dooley.
What'd you call me?
Bobby Dooley.
We know the Muleys very well.
Call me Muley. My name is Dooley, if you don't mind.
Yes, yes, of course, Miss Dooley.
Yeah, this is Steve Dooley.
Yes, yes, of course. I know the Dooleys very well, Mr. Henry. They've been here tonight. And she gets her traditional CC and 7 every year.
Okay, and what? Tell me a little bit about your bar and restaurant, because we're going to talk to Bobby about her drink in a moment.
Well, I can tell you about the bar and the restaurant.
Here we go.
I've owned this place since 19... We bought it straight and clear in 1978. The restaurant was simply called the Sauerbrunn, and when we bought it, I got renamed it Bob's a Kebab.
No, it's Bob a Kebab, right?
No, it isn't, Ms. Dooley. I've told you this 800 times. It's Bob's on Kebab.
It sounds like Bob a Kebab.
It's not Bob a Kebab. It's because you have a mental midget, you know? I can still hear you, but I'm hearing a very loud hum on the line.
Yeah. Bobby and Steve...
We can hear you, Phil.
Fine. What are you going to do, bud?
I'm trying to get rid of it.
All right. Well, we've lost... I'm awfully sorry, folks.
Phil, you're going to have to get that fixed pretty soon.
You're right. I'm awfully sorry. We had this phone problem. We are supposedly going to have this fixed by, I guess, Thursday, right?
Yeah, the guy said he'd come over Thursday is the guy.
Yeah, the guy from Frontier.
From Frontier Communications, sorry. As I understand it, though...
What happened was Bobby Dooley was tweeting about the... First of all, this thing about her husband...
Well, apparently this guy Steve tweeted this 9 years ago, but she just now discovered it.
Yes, she found out about it because she was able to draw up all of his tweets mentioning her.
Now, that's probably an invitation to disaster, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean...
Well, Bud, you're not married. You don't understand these things.
Yeah, but I got a girlfriend and everything.
Yep.
I mean, what about you, Robert? You got a girlfriend?
No, well, yeah, I do, but she's white, you know.
You got a white girlfriend? God damn.
You got a black girlfriend, man.
Listen, so do you guys ever have these problems?
No, I don't have any problem with Twitter, no.
I don't go on Twitter.
All right, well, apparently this social media has turned a lot of people's lives upside down because you can spy on anybody you want now.
Well, that's just it, you know. You find out what some guy's, you know, somebody's account is over on... What's it called again?
On Facebook.
Yeah, on Facebook. And you can figure out everything what the guy's doing.
What do you mean, guy?
Well, yeah, I mean, like the woman, you know.
So anyway, so Bobby figures out what Steve was saying, having to do with wanting some strange. So what is this thing with her making like she's kicking his ass?
Dave wanted to, she wants to kick his ass.
She wants to beat him up, but she knows that it's no longer allowed on the show, actual physical violence.
Right, so... She gets her jollies, I guess.
Well, she can get the angst out by telling Steve, make it sound like I really laid into you, meaning a high heel right between the legs, pointed and between...
Yeah, between both testicles.
Yeah, between both testicles.
So Steve's supposed to imagine what that feels like.
Yes, but she doesn't want any just imagination. She wants him to really remember The last time he took...
Like baseball.
Yeah, the last time he took a... Like a fastball right off the... As you guys... What do you say?
No, off the scrotalia.
Yeah, took a foul tip off the scrotum.
Hey, Phil, what are you looking so weird for? We didn't make this world.
No, you didn't. I didn't. You didn't make...
We didn't. You didn't.
Yeah.
You didn't. Nor did you.
Nor did I.
But the fact that you guys understand it is scaring me.
But you understand, you understand.
What are you talking about? She wants to make it sound like he got a fastball off the scrotum.
Phil, what they're doing is essentially, it's a method acting style.
I don't need to hear any of this. She wants to beat his ass and she's not allowed to.
Exactly, and so she's basically directing Steve to make it sound like he got his ass kicked.
And this is because of the tweet.
Yeah, this is because of this nine-year-old tweet.
Nine-year-old?
You know, Bud, I will not observe any prohibition.
Yes, you will.
No, I won't. He opens his mouth one more time.
So there's that, and then there was Bobby at wherever the hell she was at.
Well, that was at Bob's at Kebab.
Bob's at Kebab, or Baba Kebab, or whatever the hell they're calling it.
That's just the thing, man. They thought it was called Baba Kebab. And he kept saying Bob's at Kebab.
What is it with everybody around here can't hear things right? It's either it's Doug Danger can't get stuff right. We got Chris Norton. Now we got Bobby and Steve Dooley because, what, because they're dumb?
Phil, every dumb character on your program always runs words together like that. So naturally, Bobby and Steve are going to do that.
The name of the bar is Bob's on Kebab.
Yes. On the Kebab.
Oh, man, I'm going to kill somebody.
It's the Coley Kebab, Mr. Henry.
So it's Bob's on the Kebab.
Yeah.
And somehow the Dooleys got that to be Baba Kebab.
No, at first they called it Bob's on Kebab. Then they called it Bob Kebab. They thought that was his name.
Yeah.
They thought his name was Bob Kebab.
Yes, because obviously Butner Lake has a long history of a family, a local family owning it, of owning property there.
What about Lake Kebab?
I don't know, and I don't give a damn. I'm trying to explain this to you. Bob on Kebab. Then they thought his name was Bob Kebab until finally they got straightened out and knew it was Bob's on Kebab.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm sorry. Bob's on the kebab.
Yeah, that hits the Bob on the kebab.
Shut up, will you, man? So,
So it's Bob's on the kebab. And I don't think at this point Bob gives a damn, to be honest with you, but the Dooleys, because they're not too bright.
Yeah, Baba Kebab.
Great. What the hell was that?
It's the doorbell.
Yes? Hello?
Yes, it's the Dooleys.
Yeah, Bobby and Steve.
Are you kidding me?
How the hell they get down here so fast?
You're kidding me, right? Are you really here, or are you just kidding around? Come on, cut it out, will you?
Open the door, you numbnut.
How the hell did you guys get here so fast?
Here, sit down here. Yeah. I sit down. Can I get a drink of water or something?
There's water right over there, Steve.
Hi, Phil.
Bobby Dooley and Steve. Were you guys at Butner, or where were you?
We were at Butner Lake, yes.
We just came down the hill.
That's impossible, man. I was just talking to you live, and Butner Lake is up in the middle of California. So what's going on?
Phil, there are things that...
There are things we can't explain.
There are things in life and in nature that cannot be explained.
You know something? I think both of you are full of crap. I think you're in some sound studio someplace, making up with all those sound effects and everything.
What?
You're talking about, General. You know, General, I love you, but I think perhaps you should go in for a diagnostic or something.
Ms. Dooley, you know... being a gentleman...
Watch it.
No, with you, Dooley, I won't watch it.
Wait a minute. You guys are telling me you were at Butner Lake.
We're saying we were at Butner Lake, yes.
Yes.
And within 5 minutes, you're here.
There are things in life...
Yeah, I know. Things in life and in nature.
What are you doing here?
What we're doing, we're here to tell you the second part of the story.
Yeah, we're going to tell you about Bobby CC7.
Who gives a damn? I'm just trying to figure out how you people got down here so fast.
All right, what about this? This is what you wanted to talk to us about.
You know something, Phil? You are out of the swing of things. You really are.
Yeah, Mr. Henry. Between you going to Atlanta and now you're going to be going down to Maldives, and when are you going to get your shots and everything?
Hey, none of your business, man. We'll talk about that later, okay?
Oh, you're going to the Maldives. Are you getting your shots?
You better make sure, Phil, you're going to the health department, right?
Mr. Henry, didn't you used to get...
I'll tell you guys about it when I'm ready to go and leave for the Maldives. Yeah, I'm going over to get all the inoculations. We're not talking about that right now.
Talking about the CC7.
Yeah, CC7.
First of all, it's called CC... seven.
Yeah, because my wife...
Steve.
Sorry.
You know, you're still knee-deep in it. You're still knee-deep in the stuff. And by stuff, I'm talking about the stuff...
The stuff that doesn't smell good.
That's exactly what she's talking about.
All right.
Yeah, the stuff that doesn't smell good, right? Right, Mr. Henry?
Don't look at me, because I don't believe anything you're saying right now.
Why is that, Phil?
Why? Because you're telling me you were at Butner Lake and you come down here 5 minutes later.
All right, God.
We were at a local studio over here using one of the FM stations up there on Trimount. What are you doing that for?
Bobby had to come down the hill and take care of some homeowners association business. As you know, we had a homeowners association meeting and they were challenging. You're not interrupting me, huh?
No, I want you to say it.
They were challenging Bobby's rule that our very active sex life enhances the property value.
Say that again, please.
Bobby was saying...
I'll do it, Steve. We have had a long-standing rule that the very active sexual life that Steve and I enjoy, the romantic, the amorous life that we enjoy, enhances property values at Western Estates.
Jesus Christ.
That's right, General. And they were going to basically vote that down, remove it from the CCNRs. And so we drove down for an emergency meeting.
And then you went over here to one of the studios on Triumph or whatever it is.
Yes.
And pretended using their sound effects.
Yeah, well, we used Squeegee Ellis. Squeegee Ellis? Are you kidding me? He's a cripple.
Squeegee Ellis is the engineer over there.
Yeah.
And he made the sound effects. Well, what's your problem?
Bobby, I find that almost mentally diseased.
What?
Yeah, it is. It's really wrong.
Or maybe they're just very creative people.
Have you thought about that, Phil? Yeah, thank you, General. Maybe we're just very creative and fun people.
Yeah.
Well, what about this stuff about him tweeting that, you know, he wants some strange...
I don't want the strange.
No, that was 9 years ago.
It was 9 years ago. Get over it.
How about you get over it? You're the one that brought it up.
We needed a pretext. You know about pretext?
Yeah, we needed a pretext.
All right.
Jesus, Henry, well, what are you going to say about that, huh?
Go ahead, Phil. You're the host of the show.
That's fantastic. So what about your CC and 7 so we can get out of this show?
Oh, God, what a baby.
Yeah, I was doing you acting like a baby, kind of.
I'm acting like a baby only because I want to know what's going on, okay? It's never fun for the guy who hosts the show to find out later that all of this stuff was being put on and ha, 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 aren't we cute?
Yeah, it was kind of interesting and everything.
You didn't like the fact that we went over and used one of the FM station's sound effects library?
What about the CC and 7?
Okay, so anyway, every summer, I go to Baba Kebab. I know it's called Bob's on the Bob.
Bob's on the Kebab.
Bob's on the Kebab. And I order a CC and 7. And he says, ah. And he rings the bell. Ms. Dooley has ordered her annual CC and 7. Yay, and people applaud.
And that's kind of...
That's a tradition, yes. Now, what is this about your father? My father's favorite drink... was the CC and 7, which is Canadian Club and 7, right, Phil?
Yes. What are you asking Phil for? I don't know about it.
Because Phil's father comes from Canada.
From Canada?
Yeah, from Canada. Did he ever drink a CC and 7?
I don't recall my father drinking that, no.
What's everybody looking at? Well, I just thought maybe your father would drink, so he didn't drink Canadian Club, huh?
Maybe he did. I don't know, man. I don't know what my old man drank. I don't care. I know he drank scotch or whiskey or some shit like that.
Jesus.
Well, whatever, so... You order your drink.
Never mind.
Yeah. Never mind, Mr. Henry.
Oh, they're leaving now, folks.
That's right, Phil.
And your father was CC and 7, and you changed it to CC and 7, and do they applaud that, too?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
Well, here, Bobby, to the woman that changed it from a CC and 7 to CC and 7, yay!
How do you feel about that, Bobby? You feel better? Stick it up your asses.
Yeah, right.
What a night, man. What a wonderful, fantastic, bitchin' night!
Take it easy, Phil, Christ almighty.
Excuse me, is this Mexican?
You don't want to be here, now get out of here.
I'll see you back outside the station.
The station?
The studio.
No, there's not going to be any...
Go ahead, Robert. Get us out of this.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siemper Incorporated, All Rights Reserved, Podcast 1.
What a baby, man. You're chicken out.
I'm getting out of here, man. What a nightmare, man. Is that you, Harvey?
Yeah, I just noticed your phone works. Yeah, your phone works.
God damn it.
Yeah. Harvey Wireman here showing you that Phil's phone now works.